Many of Eric Romero's films take place in the summer. However, they have none of the car chases, explosions, and body comedy we associate with summer movies in this country. And although they're usually comedies, they're often about relatively uneventful summers, times for introspection and long cerebral conversations by characters that seem to lead lives of quiet desperation. Marie Rivière was one of Eric Romer's muses. She appeared in six of his films, including Four Adventures of Rinette and Mirabelle, which is being screened at the Brooklyn Academy of Music today through the 26th, and Le Rayon Vert, which won the Golden Lion in Venice in 1986 and was shown at BAM earlier this summer. She's also directed a couple of films on her own, including a documentary called In the Company of Romer, and that is being screened at BAM tonight as well, following the 6:50 screening of Four Adventures, when she will be on hand for a question and answer period. And it is my great pleasure to welcome Marie Rivière to our show. Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
The way you came to work with Eric Romer sounds like something out of a Hollywood movie.
Oh, it was very simple indeed. So now it doesn't exist. I just sent him a letter and he answered me. He was the only one who used to do this. And most of them, they don't even read the letter or just go to the bin. And I met him at his office. And it started like that. And I was very, very shy. And he was very, he had just finished a great film that was La Marquise d'O, and he was very tall and very impressive man. I was so shy, I ran away, and then after he called me back, and we met us again for the Perceval, which was a middle-aged film.
The first film you
were in. Yeah. I just had two or three sentences to say, and I was so happy to be with them.
But you had been inspired when you saw one of my favorite films in English, Love in the Afternoon.
Yeah.
And you wrote to him and you sent a picture with your letter. Were you hoping that he might consider you as someone he could put in a film?
No.
I mean, you had been a teacher and a shop assistant. Had you even thought about being an actor?
I was teaching in a school. Mm-hmm. At Saint-Germain-des-Prés in Paris, and I wanted to do something else than teaching to a light children, but every day when I was going to the school, there was l'affiche, and the poster of Love in the Afternoon, and I loved it, and I wanted to and saw the film, and first of all, the main actor was Bernard Verlet, and he was my favorite one when I was a child. I saw only one film about Napoleon, and he was acting this film, and he was so beautiful. I was in love with him. I was 10 years old. I come in. So the moment I opened the door and I found a Love in the Afternoon, I saw Bernard Verlet, the same guy. So it was, I fell in love again. And no, but sincerely, I was impressed by that it was a modern film, because I used to go in the Quartier Latin where I was a cinephile, like a Carl Dreyer and very hard films. So this was for a modern film for me with value of faithful to the other, and I liked it.
Not only different from the classics that they showed at the Cinematheque, but also from the other great New Wave filmmakers. I mean, Jean-Luc Godard and François Truffaut have some things in common with Romer, but he's very different from them.
He's very different.
The one thing they have all had in common was they started as critics, writing for Cahiers du Cinéma,
yes.
and then wound up, unlike most critics, actually being able to make the movies that they kind of suggested other people should have made.
I'm not sure I have understood the last part of the sentence.
You know, it's one thing to be a critic and tell everybody, oh, this is what you should have done. It's another thing then to make films that live up to the expectations you've had.
I still don't understand. I continue on my life. He said he was a critic, but when he was a filmmaker, he forgot completely that he was a critic. He said he was somebody else.
That's the best answer to my question.
Ah, good. I say this because he told me this.
He's often considered the most conservative of the new wave directors. Do you see him that way?
Conservative?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, well, Godard, his latest film is called Socialism.
Oh, Socialism. Oh, but, oh, no, I don't agree with this. I don't know what conservative means for you, but it's kind of socialist. He uses the characters of his films are very often very popular persons, which you can meet in the suburbs or what. And that's what I loved with him. That's
They're real people and they engage in real conversation.
Real people down on their feet and living working, having not a lot of money, but he's not going to talk about what they are going to do in life, but about what he wanted to show is that the soul of the people, whether they are rich or poor, is the same, and a comedy is not obliged to be a Marivaux or comes from theater. It's all a comedy or a drama, or the greatness of the soul comes from the soul itself and not from the conditions. And that's what I loved really in his work. It's very awful what I just said in French. I should speak French now.
Well, you could say a phrase in French and maybe we'll understand.
Oh, yeah, okay. Il pensait que la comédie ou la tragédie, ne vient pas forcément du fait du théâtre de Marivaux. Et ce sont des gens ancrés dans le quotidien qui font la grandeur de leur âme. Voilà.
Tragedy is in the everyday.
Tragedy is what?
Tragedy is in the everyday.
Yes.
And then the second part you said, the comedy.
We forget.
I got the general idea.
Yeah, okay.
Tragedy and comedy are in our everyday lives. But comedy doesn't have to be jokes and a lot of people.
In everyday life, most of the time, the characters are secretaries. They are when they're living in buildings that are not very expensive. And the soul of the people, that's what he was interested most is showing the greatest, is showing the soul of the people, whether they are rich or poor.
My guess is Marie Rivière, who appeared in 6 films by Eric Rohmer, and one of them is being shown for the next few days at the Brooklyn Academy of Music for Adventures of Reinette and Mirabelle, in which she has one of the roles, but in another film, Le Rayon Vert, which was shown earlier this summer as part of the BAM Cinematheque program, she is the main character. And as I mentioned earlier, you've also made a film about Rohmer. He was known for being a very private person. Even the name Rohmer was a pseudonym. Did that make it difficult to talk with him, to get him to open up for you?
When you began, I heard the word introspection.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start shooting, I just ask a question to him. That seems to me not very usual. He said, no introspection, I'm okay for poetry, singing, or what. I'm okay for you to film me, but no introspection. But I must say that my whole film is showing something essential, is showing what he was with us, his actor and actress, the relationships he had with us. And it's so great when I film him saying his poetry or exchanging with Ariel Dombal or myself or Fabrice Luchini, we feel a real how heartful he was and how he was the father. He was our father somewhere of all the actors and actresses he had. He was really our father because he was really worrying of what we are going to do after his films. And he was like a protector for us. And he discovered us. He gave us the chance to appear on cinema. And we are all grateful to him.
Because most of the people he worked with were not famous when he started working with them. His films often make references to philosophers and writers. And didn't he ask you to read Dostoevsky's The Idiot before you filmed Le Rayon Vert?
He did.
Do you think Delphine is similar in any way to Prince Mishkin?
You know what? I never read the book. Because I know Prince Mishkin is an optimistic, and the Rayon Vert is not sad. Is an optimistic film, which means that if you are the aim, the goal of the character is that you have, follow the goal, the aim you have. In your soul, you are going to find a solution. If you are sad and you have a name that you are going to look for your lover, if you are optimistic and the solution will come at the end. At the end of the Rayon Vert, Eric Rohmer gives to both to the character of me, of Delphine, and both to the audience, the answer. He gave them the light. It's a magnificent gift to the audience, to the audience, both to me and both to him, that the light is coming if you believe in yourself.
There's this magical thing that happens at sunset, and he tells you in the film that he thought it wasn't working very well, and that he really wasn't sure to even use it. And then, of course, it's a magical moment. It's one of the most fantastic moments in films. Everyone walks out feeling like they had this great experience.
Yes, because everybody's waiting with the character, with Delphine. Is the Green Ray going to appear? And when it appears, I remember in Venice Film Festival, it was 1986, the audience was breathtaking and was waiting for the Green Ray. Was it going to appear? Because it's and when it appeared, everybody was moved, you know, so happy. Everybody shout in there because it was a great gift to the audience too.
Now, in that film, you play a woman who's rather depressed and nothing. In fact, the film opens with a quote from Rambo, "Ah, for the days that set our hearts ablaze." Mm. And that sounds kind of romantic, but then the poem goes on, "Idle youth, by all things enslaved, through sensitivity, I've wasted my days." And that kind of is a clue to this character. She's very depressed, and nothing that anybody does to cheer her up seems to work. She's a very annoying person. At the same time, the audience is with her the whole time.
Yes,
this is a character you created, didn't you? How much of it was improvised? How much of it was actually written in the script?
No, he written the main lines. The beginning, the first part of the film is really directed by him. He told me what I had to say, and I know. And then after the last part, when the film ends up in Biarritz, in the west coast of France, the lines are more open. Eric Rohmer knew always where he was going to finish his films. That's why he has an inborn authority on us, because we weren't lost, even if it was improvisation, because we knew where he wanted to go with his film. So the last part, I could speak more of myself, indeed, yes. But
you also knew who that character was by then, so you could be true to her. I mean, I don't know. For example, there's a big conversation about vegetarianism. Your character, Delphine, is rather annoying in that conversation.
You say annoying.
She's insensitive to the way the other people are reacting to her. But she is very consistent within herself.
No, I don't know. But what you say annoying is because she is defending a minor current of thought, which is I don't like meat. I don't eat meat.
Well, there are a lot of vegetarians who don't eat meat, and then that's where it ends. But she goes on and on and on.
Well, she must go on because it's a film. Otherwise, there's no film. If it ends up, she says,
of course. If she says,
oh, well, I don't eat meat, but sometimes I eat ham or fish, there's no film.
Now, was there improvisation in some of the other films that you made with him, like The Aviator's Wife and Autumn Tale?
Not at all.
So this was an exception.
It was an exception.
And you get writing credit as well.
Sorry?
Your name is listed as one of the people who wrote the film at the beginning.
I don't know
in
who,
the credits.
I don't know who wrote that because nothing was written. Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. He had a copybook. He had a copybook where he noted the main lines that he wanted me to say. But there was no text. Nothing was written.
Now, just one more thing because we're running out of time. But how does the film that's being shown tonight, The Four Adventures, fit in with Le Rayon Vert? Is it they both have magical moments.
In this case,
there's a blue light.
Blue light, yes.
These are the only two movies he made where there are these magical things happening in nature?
Yes, because, the nature is so important. In the Greenway, the nature is so important. But Renette in Mirabel, she is waiting for the blue light, but it doesn't come, so she is very sad. It's more light. More light, more fun, the funny film.
Marie Riviere will introduce the 6:50 screening of Four Adventures tomorrow at BAM, which will be followed by...
That's today.
Today, yes. I don't know why they said tomorrow. Then tomorrow you'll introduce the 7:30 p.m. screening of Le Rayon Vert at the Jacob Burns Film Center in Pleasantville. For more details and the schedule at BAM, go to our show page at wnyc.org. And remember, Four Adventures will be shown at BAM today through the 26th. My thanks to you for being on our show today.
Oh, thank you.
You survived.
You've been very patient.
Yeah.